and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Old Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam, and guess who I'm with? His name is Ben Mandelker. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Ronnie. What's up?
How are you?
I'm just swell. I'm as swell as an ocean swell.
Well, everybody, welcome to Watch What Crappens, the Shaz of Episode Spoof Reunion episode. Spoof. Is it Paulina or is it Spoof Paulina? I don't know who's here. Is it Robot Paulina who's lying to everybody? And am I engaged? I don't know if I have a surprise or not, but if I do, it's that I'm engaged later. And I will tell you later. So thanks for being here. What a clusterfuck, as usual.
Yeah.
I'm actually really glad to be at the Shaz reunion because, you know, it was getting a little at the end when everybody was pretending to be spiritually changed.
Yes.
We all know that that's a damn lie. So to have the Shaws back being toxic, horrible human beings, that's how I need you guys. So welcome home.
And is it me or was this our first return to a classic two sofa and Andy in the center layout, right? We've been a little bit, everyone's been in their separate chairs over the past year or so since the New York reunion was the first one that went back to being in person last year. And now we've had chairs. Summer House gave sort of these little individual benches. So there was like social distance, but still some clusters. And this one was back to sofa, Andy, right?
You know, I didn't like it. I have to say, I prefer the social distancing, everybody getting their own chair, being in a huge arc on a stage. This felt very 90s because, you know, it just felt very old-fashioned seeing it done this way again. It's like we already moved on to a new visual. I want to see it done the new way.
Felt a little claustrophobic too, right?
Yes. And when they brought out Paulina and they all had to like share a bench, ugh, gross.
Yeah.
I mean, I just thought we're all going to die of some fucking lung disease now, you know, because COVID has me trained to think a certain way. Like, you know, after you use condoms for a long time and then you don't use a condom, it's just gross. It's like putting your pee-pee on, you know, someone's disgusting body juices. Like, why would I do that? You know?
You wouldn't, right? You wouldn't. You could.
Wrap it up. Yeah, you can't go back. You can't go back to two couches, okay?
Yeah. I was okay with it, but it did seem like a little claustrophobic. And also the sofas seemed like a little poorly angled, because it was not just that they were on sofas. It felt like the sofas and Andy were all on top of each other. It felt like they were all right next to each other, real close. And it felt like they were wide. They were sort of cheated to the cameras. So it just felt like they were all sitting in a big line, even though they weren't. The sofas were kind of angled like in a classic way. But my memory of it is that they were all just kind of like sitting in all close together, facing forward. And it felt claustrophobic. I feel like they're off their sofa reunion game. I think they need to. It's been a while, and they sort of forgot how to do it, right? You know.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get used to the old way and the new times again. So yeah. We open up backstage as usual. Brandon is doing MJ's hair, and he's like, "Oh my God, where's my favorite New Yorker?" He's like, "Patty LuPone ain't coming. Stop trying to make us all excited, Brandon."
Yeah, so Tommy's in bed. He's really pissed because I guess when this was filmed was probably right after the episode aired where MJ revealed that she had texted that video of her being topless to Mike, Nima, and Shervin. So Tommy is sulking about it. And so she goes into Shams's room where Tommy's lying in bed. He's sleeping in a separate bed. And she's like, "I just want you to know, I'll go to the end of the earth for you. And I love you so much." She's like, "I'm not going out there, babe. Stop. I'm not going out there. Unless Mr. Matt himself. Unless it's Mookie Wilson himself. Unless it's Lenny Dykstra himself. I'm not going out there."
He's like, "Bro, stop. You know why I ain't going out there. I don't want anything to do with this, all right? You know, don't bring me into this shit."
And she's like, "Don't you want to see what I look like dressed?" He's like,
"No, please leave.
I don't want that. I want to sit here in a baby bed with my books of self-affirmation, and I'm just going to jerk off while you're there at the reunion, okay?"
So then we go to Gigi's dressing room, and she's like, "We're like masochism, you know, like when you like being hurt." And then Reza shows up in a really stupid man romper.
Yeah, it has some probably Louis Vuitton or Gucci. Who knows what it's. But he just basically looked like curtains, but in romper form. It looked like someone made a romper out of curtains. And so he shows up. And then all the women start receiving flowers because Mike has given everyone flowers. Everyone is getting flowers from Mike.
Yeah, because that's what a man does when he's fucked you over. He sends you flowers, you know?
Yeah. What does a fuckboy do? What does someone who cheats on multiple women do? He sends flowers. So this really isn't shoring up his case that he's a new man now. A new man. And so then he walks in with flowers for Paulina, who's in hair and makeup. She goes, oh, I die. I die. I'm like, shut up, Paulina.
And Destiny gets hers.
They're from
and
Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Destiny gets hers and goes, oh, my God. And Mike tells Paulina, I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. He's introducing, he's like, Andy, listen. Hey, Paulina, this is my dear friend, Andy Cohen. And he's like,
hey, do you think there are misconceptions about your relationship, Paulina?
She's like, that's why I'm here, because, like, he is the man of my dreams.
So is Freddy Krueger, okay? So Andy is like, well, maybe we'll have an engagement by the end of the night. Wow!
So coming up, and then we see the coming up clips of everybody being horrible people. Yes. And then we start. Andy's like,
Salam ho show, Steve Madden. I'm Andy Cohen. That means love your new implants in Persian, okay? Now listen, last year was such pandemic pandemonium, I can't believe we put you in the same room tonight.
And Gigi goes, well, I think that people get very ballsy when they're not in person. Yeah, well, you've always had balls. Speaking of which, how big are your balls, Gigi? Did you ever get a measurement? Hey, and MJ, does this reunion qualify as a gangbang? And Rez just goes, oh, Babylou.
And she's like, yeah, I'm really in the doghouse because of that statement, Andy. And then we get a clip of Tommy going, everyone getting along, and then you're talking about our marriage being a shambles? You're sending pics to friends of your boobies? You're not hurting me like that ever again. Tommy, get off your fucking high horse. Who do you think you married? Like, Tommy just walks into this like he's so shocked that he's on a fucking reality show about terrible people. And his wife is one of them. You're on the Shaws of Sunset. Get over yourself.
He also acts like he contributes no embarrassment to their marital union at all. Okay, Tommy? Like, we are just used to the embarrassment of you, Tommy. We love you. But, like you're mortifying. Yeah. You know?
So, hello, Destiny. Did you drive your car poison the other day? I really enjoyed watching you wash poison.
And then we get that clip of Destiny.
Like, oh, God.
Oh, my God.
So this is Andy Cohen's fault. While we've seen this flashback 12 different times this season. Because Andy, like, yeah, I like that washing poison. That was great. Hey, Reza, you told me you lost 75 pounds. That's incredible. Yes, don't stop. Get it.
Reza Kosha Nadim.
And Gigi's like, yeah, I'm doing amazing, Andy. He's like, whoa,
Gigi, you have that motherly glow. Does your baby still look like Mike? And she's like, I don't see that. I don't see that.
Spoof baby. Hey, Nima, looks like the teeth are settling in, which is such an asshole comment to say. And he's like, oh, Andy, I guess this is our thing every time. I guess this is the brand that we built together, right? Okay, never speak to me again. Reza and MJ, what got you to the place where you're now sitting next to each other on the couch? Because truly, no bullshit, I left that last reunion thinking that maybe this was the end of Shaza Sunset, huh?
Well, Andy, I called Reza very early the next morning after that. He goes, you texted me. You didn't call me. You texted. Uh-huh. And then we spoke on the phone.
Yes, totally. That is true.
Glad we got that down pat.
Yeah.
I was worried. I was like, wait, but what happened if they called and then texted? This changes the entire story.
Also, the problem with this dynamic today is not just the two couches, is that they've put Gigi on the end of one couch and then MJ and Reza sitting next to each other. That's not how the show works. Okay.
Yeah.
I need a. That's it's off. It's off. I need a.
Well, yeah.
Reza anti MJ. Right. They should have been at the head of the couches.
Well, it should be that is correct too. And like the whole thing is that the seating arrangement should reflect who is fighting. So it's always supposed to be, you know, people against each other. So really in this case, it goes back to the original statement, which is that they should be in chairs all facing each other in a star-shaped pattern because they all hate each other.
Yes. So that's where they're sitting. So then Andy's like, wait, what happens here? I'm sorry. Gigi's
Inspired by the beautiful backyards of the season, we've created a beautiful oasis. Reza, you did a wonderful job on your backyard. How much did you end up spending? He's like, oh, well, a few hundred thousand, maybe like a few hundred thousand plus $800 on account of a certain person who may have destroyed all the pots in our backyard.
And Gigi's like, oh my God, he has a cactus. It's like 20 grand. I mean, just one cactus. Mandy's like, has everyone been over, including MJ? And she's like, no. And you know what, Andy? I'm not offended by that, but I'm very disappointed, and it hurts me deeply.
Yeah. And he goes, well, a lot of that is driven by the spouses. That's really some marketing decisions that is really spouse-driven, and we're really trying to change the way that appears. We want to change the logistics and the metrics of these spouses. Okay, shut up over there, Teeth. Let's go on. Terry from San Diego says, Mike, every season you're in a new house. Are you still in the high-rise? No, Andy. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I've moved out of the spoof household into the new household with Paulina. We live together in the burbs.
Yeah, you know, we bought it. And when I say we, I mean Paulina bought it. But I also bought it because I live in it too. So, you know, MJ has been there. Nima has been there. And Gigi's like, is it like raunchy that I'm eating a cucumber? I'm taking the biggest one.
Yeah,
fucking Gigi. So Andy's like, so Destiny, you had some work done, didn't you? You look crazy, but a different kind of crazy. You look like a more fillery kind of crazy. Destiny, let's talk about your crazy face since you didn't do jack shit this year. What is with your crazy face, Gigi? She's like, well, Andy, I had Invisalign on my teeth and your cheeks. No, I didn't get my cheeks done, Andy, but I did have a little Botox. He goes, your face is fuller. Your face is... Andy, we did do fillers, but not recently, Andy. Mike, you say slimming down makes your cock look bigger. Let's talk about that.
I said that? Did I say that? Did I say that? Or the spoof quote. He goes, well, you know what? Dr. Oz says that for every 20 pounds you lose, you gain an inch. And Andy goes, oh, so you gain 3 inches on your dick? Ha Andy, oh no, I'm now thinking about baby shams. But now I've lost, now my dick is getting bigger. I'm so torn.
All right, well, here's my question. If you lose 70 pounds, how do Destiny's fillers get bigger? That's crazy. She's had fillers. I'm not going to let it go. Okay. This season, Loch Nessa traded knives for pacifiers and realized that pacifiers have a whole different meaning than sapphires.
Or bottle service, perhaps, because he has a baby bottle now. So now we got a Gigi montage, which is like 1 second long, thankfully. So who here is shocked that Gigi has taken on the role of healer? And everyone's shocked. And MJ's like, I'm really proud of her. Yes, if she were in the same place as she were 9 years ago, that would be weird. That would be like me, actually.
And Destiny goes, evolution is powerful, Andy June. Her green eyes look crazy, okay? Look, anybody is allowed to wear colored contacts, but you look nuts. She looks like she died 2 years ago, and she's still, like, feeding on body parts to be here today. You look crazy in those things.
She has, there's some portrait of her somewhere in an attic. So Gigi starts talking about motherhood, truly the most boring thing. It's like, it's so fun because I'm like relearning things, and like it's so exciting to see him learn things because I'm realizing that I'm learning things. And now that I've, you know, I never really understood what you say to a moon at the end of the night. And now I've learned. You say goodnight. You say goodnight, moons. I've learned a lot myself.
Well, you said on my podcast that you stalked your sperm donor on social media. And everyone's like, what? And she's like, yeah, Andy, well, I looked the night before, but then, you know, the night before the embryo transplant, just to make sure that, you know, like, he's not lying. Like, what if they put a cucumber inside me, like I just did? God, that cucumber's good, Andy. But, you know, he was real.
Yeah. And she's like, and now I never want to look again at Bill Gates. I mean, at whoever it was, Andy. So then Andy's like, and I heard that you have a mommy group with Jessica and MJ. And so Gigi's talking about how she hosts Mommy and Me classes. And so she hit up all her friends. And, you know, Jessica is her friend. And Jessica has a son. It's like, Mike, what do you think about that? I think it's wonderful. It's wonderful. I'm so happy.
Do you still speak with Jessica?
And Russ is like,
well, Al is going through motherhood, prepared to relationship with Gigi and MJ.
And MJ's like, well, like, it would have been harder if we hadn't both had babies, but like, we did have babies, so it's not so hard. And Gigi's like, there wouldn't be a friendship with her if it wasn't for us having kids, Andy.
So see, guys, having babies does solve problems in relationships. What a great lesson.
Let me say something. Can I say something? I'm sorry to interrupt somebody besides Paulina, because, you know, I own her. But listen, when two people are beefing, I think it's natural to reach out, like, as a lifeline. And, you know, you look at it like she's jealous of your relationship with Reza, Gigi. And Gigi's like, no, I'm not saying it's me. It's just that she's jealous in general of Reza having a relationship with someone. And that person happens to be me.
And MJ's like, I have a question for Reza on behalf of my therapist. Do you transfer? You do transfer extremely obsessive affection from one girl to another. Okay. And that was something that I totally came up with and not my therapist. He goes, no, that's your fantasy. Well, first you said that Asa needed a zoo handler, and then you guys became thick as thieves. And then we see a flashback of Reza being horrific to Asa and then becoming best friends with her. And then that flashback sequence culminates in a shot of Destiny from 4 years ago. And she looks like a totally different, it's shocking. I'm like, who is that woman? Was that Asifa? I don't remember. And I was like, oh no, that was Destiny.
Yeah. And MJ's like, you know, like, I just find it to be uncomfortable that it's always one person you're like tight with. And he's like, my issue with you is that you always complain, but you don't get it. Like, you're like, why are you posting videos of Gornessa and not me? And Mike goes, oh, no. This is how Reza is. He was the same way with me. When he's best friends with you, like, he calls you every day. He hangs out with you every day. And then when you're on the outs, boom, your WhatsApp is coming with crazy things.
Well, that's the definition of being on the outs with someone, Mike. Like, yeah. When you're in with someone, they you talk with them and engage with them. And when you're not, when you're on the outs, you don't interact with them.
Yeah, that's what Gigi says. She's like, that's called friendship.
Yeah, and then Reza's like, so then Reza goes to his old thing. He goes, we are like siblings. This is a family, and we fight like siblings, okay? Because as everyone knows, when you have a sibling, you will throw them under the bus and destroy their lives. That's just called family. And everyone expects the pie to get sliced evenly. But you know what? The pie doesn't get sliced evenly because bitch lost 40 pounds with intermittent fasting, okay? Small slice for me. Thank you.
And Andy just goes, right.
So, Gigi, you made up with Nima, and then you tweeted that it wasn't explained on the show why you were mad and that you had receipts.
And he's like, oh, well, I'd like to hear this because, Andy, I'd like to say right now that that is not true. That is not receipts, false brand.
And Gigi's like, that's a great question because Nima co-signed a tweet from London, this chick who's on our show.
He's like, yes, we know. We're aware, Gigi. If we're watching the reunion, we're aware of London. Thank you.
And the tweet said from London, I just want to clarify what I said about Babe when I saw Mike's pretty penis, Babe. We never shook hands, his penis and I. We just, Babe, stared at each other, Babe, for a while. And it was a year ago. I made a boo-boo. I met a few years ago, way before he met my Cancerian sweetheart, Paulina, Babe.
And so then Gigi, I'm sorry, then Nima goes, well, Nima chimed in and said, do not cower to these OGs. When push comes to shove, they wouldn't piss on you if you were on fire. Trust me. Which, and he was like, that's 100% correct. That is absolutely in line with my brand. Thank you very much.
And that is true.
Yeah, it's 100% true.
Yeah. So then, and Mike and Nima were also fighting on Instagram around this time. So I hope we get into the social media of it all for sure. So yeah. Gigi's like, yeah, but this was after you had apologized to me. So like, I'd never gotten into anything with him again. So I'm like, okay, like you could have just texted that if you wanted to. And Nima's like, well, first of all, here's the real Gigi. This is the real Gigi. This is what I deal with. And she's like, if you have an issue with me, don't be a pussy. Don't be a keyboard pussy in a basement.
But that's like basically what Gigi does all the time on Twitter, right? So Nima's like, I'm talking to you to your face. My brand is, I have an in-face brand, okay, with digital aspects as well. But, you know, not all dimensions make sense. Oh, my God, I almost knocked over my ring light. Oh, my God. That was very dramatic over here. My ring light totally approves Nima's brand.
Nima also posted under someone else's picture, I'm about to unfollow all of the OGs.
And Nima's like, well, yeah. And Gigi goes, oh my God, look at that. He has to do everything public. Okay.
You guys are on a show. Look at what you guys, look at the conversation you guys are literally having right now for your on camera. So
yeah.
He's like, well, there are moments of frustration. And Mike goes, well, she made up a lie about me. Okay. And Destiny goes, yeah, she made up a lie, but you probably contacted her and scared her. And I'm sorry, Mike is talking about London making up a lie about him. And Destiny goes, yeah, she made up a lie about you, but you probably contacted her and scared her and said something for her to retract it, huh? Oh yeah. Thank you for your input. You're wrong, okay? Just like everything else you said, you're wrong, okay? Like when he asked you about filler, do you have filler? No. Oh, filler? Oh, he asked you 5 times if you had filler, baby. You had asked you 5 times if you had filler, baby. Ha. I like Mike trying to have the honesty high ground over Destiny, because for like 6 seconds she said that she didn't have anything done with her cheeks.
And then MJ, speaking of filler and Botox fights, MJ starts laughing like really loud, but the only thing moving is her mouth opens, and then the tip of her nose kind of scrunches and she looks crazy. She's like, ah! And Destiny's like, Mikey, why would I admit to Botox in my teeth but not my fillers? And he's like, you know my life better than I do. Oh, okay, you have receipts? You have all these people, you know. Okay, thank you. Shut up. Thank you over there. And Andy's like, Gigi, you said that you had Mike's back and you were upset he didn't go to Elijah's birthday. And she's like, well, I mean, we live a mile away. And, you know, he said he was sorry and that he would come, but then he still didn't come. Like, I just don't get it. And he's like, you invited Jessica. She goes, so?
Yeah. And Andy goes, did Paulina not let you? No. Paulina would not mind, because I would tell her not to mind, okay? Can we be honest? Can we be honest for once? And Gigi is like, no, you told the press I had an issue with her. You called me a bitch. You called her a bitch, okay? Well, but I wasn't talking shit. You told me to put a muzzle on her, okay? You told me to put a muzzle on her. That's very rude. Very rude. Very rude.
She goes, no, it's not. He goes, yes, it is, Gigi. She's like, well, no one apologized to me for sending all those texts. And Andy goes,
I like how Gigi wants an apology now.
Yeah, Gigi. And Andy goes, well, Gigi, you did say put a muzzle on her. I mean, that's not great. She goes, okay, no, it's not. All right, let's move on, all right? Palm Springs holds lots of memories, mostly with me in a swing with a fist in my throat. But for you guys, it's Reza's 40th, Reza's proposal, Reza's wedding, Reza, Reza, Nima. You guys saw each other in Palm Springs. Were you nervous? And Nima's like,
well, I was excited because Mike had told me that Reza was no place to make amends. So I was really excited, bro. Thanks, dude. Thanks for the question, Reza.
And Mike's like, listen, I'm constantly trying to broker peace with these guys. That's all I want. All I want. And then Andy says, ask Reza to define what Persian polite means. He goes, oh, when you're at like a mamuni and you see someone from across the room, hold on, I have to stand up for this. Oh, God, thank God I'm 75 pounds lighter, because this entire impersonation will be very difficult. Okay, so now that I'm standing, so you want to be polite and then you want to say hello to them. So this is what you do. You nod quietly. You go, hi. That's Persian polite. Persian polite.
So it's being polite, basically.
Yes,
and Andy's like, so did you stick to it? And Mike goes, no, He called him a bitch. And then we see, go get your nose fixed, you stupid bitch. Fix your nose.
Reza could be thoughtful when he wants to be. That can be like his brand. But the problem is that he has a real hard, he has an issue with stickiness when it comes to his brand. So there's a part of me that wants to keep Reza at bay, because I have watched you get so ugly with the people around me. It really makes me question my brand loyalty to the Reza brand.
And MJ's like, the thing is, like, I think we're trying to, like, merge the divide of the three and three. So, like, our goal is to have a six-some and less of, like, a twosome or a threesome.
A six, I like a six-some. Yeah. So Andy goes, yeah, well, we should work towards that. Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but then, like, I reach out and then it's perceived as aggressive and it makes me, like, retreat and shut down completely.
It's like, oh, okay. It's everybody else's fault. Could you please play that clip of Reza going, fix your fucking nose?
Yes.
Just play it over and over every time Reza speaks.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Hey, so Mike came in hot this season, figuratively, of course, with a new scandal that felt like, well, an old scandal. He once again found his relationship on the rocks. Paulina is here, and we're going to get her side in a little bit once the janitor gives her back. Thought she was a broom. Whoops. So Reza, Destiny, and Gigi, what did you think about Paulina sending you screenshots? Were you surprised she knew how to use that feature on her phone?
And then we see the screenshots again. And it's like, you ass or boob guy, both my fave. Fuck ass and grab boobs. And Destiny's like, she was a woman scorned, Andy. She was very angry. And Gigi says, yeah, well, why do you think that you didn't see the text, but we all did see the text?
I guess she said that to MJ. And MJ goes, well, I, same as you, feel like I had to beg Mike to see him. And then he finally came over with Paulina. And that's when they told me their big story. Oh, yes. It was a fake, watered down lie that I told you. Fake. Fake lie. Spoof lie. So Andy is like, well, was anyone surprised that Paulina was put this all on blast? And so some of them were Mike and Nima were surprised. And Mike's like, he's like, you know, I was surprised. I was upset about it. But looking back, it was a savage move. And it was checkmate and she checked me, okay? But these texts happened on one day in the middle of COVID, in the middle of lockdown, and I'd never met this person before, and she DM'd me, and it started as a friendship, but then it got sexual in nature. I'm like, you've never met... One day, it was a one-day friendship.
Yeah, that's quite a film that you just put out there. He's like, it was one day, and it moved from friendship into sexual relations. Okay.
It's like Before Sunset. Like, what is this?
Yeah.
Before Shaza Sunset.
And he's like, has that woman reached out to you at all? And Reza goes, yes, all of us.
And all of us shut her down, Andy. Every single, well, kind of. I mean, I shut her down and also sent her a screenshot of me putting baby powder on my dick. But other than that, we shut her down, Andy. I have problems too, Andy. You might remember that I'm also addicted to attention. I don't know if anybody caught that part of my last minute 11 o'clock storyline, but I have issues too that I would like to discuss. Listen, I was very upset, okay? But it all worked out because Paulina got savage!
Yeah, I love Mike is so clearly still in the doghouse because he's turning all this. He keeps just complimenting her with everything. It's like, well, I don't know if you heard about this, but Paulina, it was her birthday recently, so she went to Starbucks to get her free Starbucks coffee. And she was so savage about how she did it. She said, she walked in and she said, it's my birthday. I got a free drink. I was like, I love the way she just takes ownership of the situation. She's just so savage. What a wonderful woman. I'm so lucky to have her.
So Andy's like, well, everybody shut her down, so there's something to be said for that. I mean, did anybody reach out to you, Mike, and try and get your side of the story? And he goes, no. And Reza says, lies, I called you right away. And he goes, oh, you called me to reprimand me. You said, keep your side of the road clean, you know? And you said, what the fuck is wrong with you? He goes, yeah, but I said, keep your side of the road clean. And then I said, you know, Paulina, listen, you have leverage now to make Mike go to therapy. So use your leverage.
That's all Reza wanted, was just for Mike to go to therapy, right? And Mike goes, well, thank you for bringing it to my attention. And you're right. They did reach out to talk to me, but it was received wrong. Okay.
So they all reached out and you just lied. And Gene yes. goes, well, yes. maybe think about that before you make us all look bad. And Destiny goes,
and not only that, like, I didn't even talk about all the other messages that I get in my DMs. And I didn't make any noise about that.
Why are you so fucking absorbed with my life and my relationships? Why? Why?
Yeah, stop making stuff up. You look crazy. Enough. Ambrose is like, Andy, if I could just say one thing. Mike, I love you. But, like, you really don't like... You're the only person in this group who will not stand in their truth. Okay?
Says Reza. And so Mike goes, well, publicly, I want to apologize for what I did. Okay? It was very wrong. And I feel horribly that they all had to get involved. It caused a divide in the group. And I feel horrible about it. But unfortunately, the fault does not lie with me. It lies with Spoof Mike. It wasn't even me all season long. It's a robot.
I just came on myself. I just came on myself right on the reunion because it turns out what I'm addicted to is apologizing. I think that's true. I think that Mike, I don't even think it's a sexual addiction or doing bad things addiction. I think it's a being caught and having to apologize addiction because it's every single year and it's always the same thing. And that's when he comes to life is when he's like, guys, I'd like to give a speech. It's like, oh, look, Mike's getting the attention. He's standing up and giving a speech at a dinner party. I have to apologize publicly. Oh, God, yes. I just came.
Oh, yes. Oh, Paulina. So then Andy's like, well, so why did you bring up the story of the hacked iCloud? Oh, well, Andy, so the text messages did happen, but at the same time, my iCloud was hacked, and it took me 4 days, okay? And Reza's like, Steve Jobs is rolling in his grave right now. I'm telling you. The messages are real, but that's the part that's the worst. Why would I make up that part? Why would I make up the part that Putin hacked into my account and gave me the perfect opportunity to give a smokescreen for me cheating on Paulina? That definitely happened. Putin hacked into my account, and now, unfortunately, I have to go onto a secret mission to go save
a vagina.
Former Yugoslavia.
Yeah, I have to go into a Yugoslavian vagina to get to the bottom of this. I'm sorry, I'm doing it for the country.
What a coincidence, huh? Jeez, all those text messages and your iCloud, it gets hacked the same day. God, tough road. So
thank God all those messages happened on only one day in the entire pandemic.
Yeah. So Andy's like, so who thinks that sexting counts as cheating? And nobody raises their hand except for Mike, so he doesn't get in trouble with Paulina. And he's which is hilarious because they all would consider that cheating.
Yeah. I would think it would be.
Yeah.
I would think it would be kind of cheating.
Mike is like, well, look, I learned I have to stop, and I've stopped. And I would like to make an apology publicly to everyone I have hurt with text messages. And MJ's like, well, it's not really equal to physical cheating. And Andy says, what's worse, sexting or naked Jenga? Because that's in person. And he says, Reza. And Reza goes,
well, I guess it would have to be naked Jenga because that is in person, right?
Yeah. I wonder if Mike ever learned the rules to Jenga. I know that was plaguing him last season. So Andy is like, well, sexting aside, have you been physical with anyone outside of your relationship? No. No. Well, one time I fucked up. But I'm in the public eye. But no, not physical. Not physical. Just
goes, and even that, it was only one time, Andy. It was only one time. And he goes, well, I got the impression from the show. Yeah, she said it was like more than once. And everyone's like, Mike, it's on camera that this has happened multiple times, right? And yeah. So Andy asked Destiny if it was more than once. And she's like, yes, Andy.
And Andy is like, well, have you ever met up with anyone that he's like, has he ever met up with anyone he's sexted with?
Yes.
So Mike's oh, yes. Look at her. She's writing an autobiography and I'm writing the foreword. Whatever that means.
I was like, oh, okay. Well, technically she's writing the biography, but that's fine.
Yeah.
And so Mike is like, also another thing, alo, sucks balls.
Oh!
And then Gigi goes, you're arguing with a woman. Stop.
So Destiny's like, well, now all bets are off, buddy. You know, it's such a small world. Like, he's tried to get with two of my girlfriends, Andy, and don't even, like, lie about it.
He goes, oh, what, in Arizona? Right. I was already back in my room that day. She goes, Arizona? This happened in L.A. Don't play with me.
Mike is like literally that person in the very basic mystery. You know, when you're just learning about mysteries, like it's like the young adult mystery and you learn like how people get caught and it's like, hey, did you steal anything? And someone goes, I wasn't even in the cookie jar. It's like, I never said anything about a cookie jar. Like that very basic tell from a murder mystery or a cookie mystery in this case. That's what Mike just did. Mike's like, I know that he met with people. What, you mean those girls in Arizona at the hotel? I was at miniature golf. It's like, you didn't even talk about Arizona.
No, not the girls in Arizona. Oh, the girls I supposedly fucked at that behind the ice hockey rink? No, ice hockey? What are you talking about? Not those girls. Oh, really? Oh, so the girl that gave me a blowjob in the ice cream shop. Really? That's what you're going to lie about now? No!
Oh, you mean the girl I met this morning at the hotel that we're staying at?
No. No!
What? No! Because no, those are all false. All false. All false. Very specific examples of false things.
She goes, LA, don't play. I'm not a liar and I'm not fake. And he goes, oh yeah, look at you, not fake at all. She's like, yeah. And you should thank me for not saying anything before this. Why would he thank you, Destiny? Like, honestly.
Yes.
I don't think you're necessarily wrong in this situation, but there's no reason that Mike should be thanking you. You've been bringing this shit up all season on camera. And if you didn't bring up that other shit, it's only because you didn't have time.
And he said, I mean, Destiny has plenty of time. I mean, what is she literally doing? But then Mike is like, because she keeps saying, this happened in LA, don't play. And he goes, you know what? If I wanted to, it would have happened in Arizona. I'm like, that's not a good defense, Mike. Now you're just having us think that you did it, whatever this was, you did it in Arizona and in LA.
Well, you should thank me. And he's like, okay, then, thank you. She goes, yeah, because I kept it on the low low. Well, Brittany from Britain wants to know, why is Gigi mad at Paulina and not at Mark? And Gigi's like, well, she has to understand that, like, he's my friend. And, like, he'll still be my friend. Sorry, Mike, don't get mad at this part. Way after she's gone.
So then Andy is like, Mike, what made you come clean about your really terrible lie? Because, well, you know what? I hated myself this past year. I hated myself. Yeah, well, Mike, that speech kind of reminded me of the conversation you had with Reza when you admitted cheating on Jessica. And then we have like a back and forth flashback between Mike doing his speech in Palm Springs this season and Mike in Belize telling Reza, guess what? I cheated on Jessica. And it's like literally the same words. It's like, it's been eating at me. It was eating at me. I feel terrible.
I'd like to give a speech. Do you mean in Arizona? So Andy's like, well, you know, did it remind you of that? And Reza goes, that's what I said. And Mike says, I don't understand the point you're trying to make. And Gigi says, his point is that history repeats itself. And he goes, okay, it happened. You know, the narrative is I'm a piece of shit. And that's how the show, that's how you have to do it to make me look this year. I get it, Andy. And Andy goes, it's not really a narrative. I mean, you've been on the show a long time and you just keep doing this.
Yeah. Yeah. This is Andy being like, you don't tell me how to do my job. I'm the boss. You've been on the show for 8 years. You've been in a serious relationship with two women and you cheated on both of them. And we're talking about it. Yeah. So MJ comes in to save the day. She goes, it's the chase. Remember, Mike, you said it was the thrill of the chase. Remember, this was your talking point. It's the thrill of the chase. Remember, you're supposed to be humble. Oh, yes. I missed the chase. Okay. Ever since I went to Wells Fargo, I missed the chase. No, Mike. The Chase, not Chase. Ah, yes. Yes. It was a wonderful game show called The Chase. It was wonderful. Mm-hmm. Lots of Brooke Burns was the host. It's on Netflix now. Lots of questions. It's a very good show. Very good show.
No, Mike. Oh, you're right. The Chase. I almost choked on it at the end of a tequila bottle. Okay, come on, Mike. That's a chaser, Mike. All right.
Yes. Gossip Girl. I love Chase Crawford. Great actor.
So, Mike, are you in therapy now? And he goes, yes, I see a spiritual advisor because I'm on Bravo. And that's how we deal with things.
Her offices, unfortunately, are in Arizona. So sometimes I have to go away for a few days. And it's, of course, a very intensive time. So sometimes I come back smelling like her perfume. But that's just what happens.
So, why were you so adamant that Gigi was involved in sending you spoof texts? And he's like, well, because Reza called me and he said Gigi was involved. And Reza's like, oh my god, he was playing death on Gigi, saying, it was Gornessa. And I said, no, she couldn't do anything vile, she just had a baby. Really? Because the entire last season was you screaming at MJ doing something vile, literally in the hospital on her deathbed after just having a baby. This show.
Yes. And Mike's like, it wasn't her, it was you. That's the kind of person you are. Okay, because Reza sent me an email years before. An email. I was sending a funny email. What was that? What was this about? About the email? Did it go anywhere? This talk about this email? I think Andy just interrupts them.
Yeah. Well, this is where it got really confused, because then Reza starts basically confessing. I thought, because Reza goes, well, listen, here's what happened. We were all three in the pool, me, Gigi, and Destiny, and we all get these texts and all these screenshots, and we said, what is this number? It's 366666. We have to call it. And then Mike goes, no, you're wrong, because you know how I know you're wrong? Because that was the WhatsApp, you know, and you are the only one who had the number of my WhatsApp on this phone. And so he pulls out his second phone.
Mike. Do you hear the words? You see what you do, Mike.
This is so fucking funny. But Reza just basically started to confess, right? That's what else could it be? He's like, well, so we started fucking with him with this number that we got through these texts, right? But he doesn't get the whole thing out. So Andy goes, so you had a burner phone? And he's like, no, it's not a burner phone, it's a second phone. I have it for construction. And Gigi goes,
Arizona.
yeah but you've
Arizona
had that
phone number.
She goes, you've had that for... He goes, yes, I've had it for years. She goes, so then it's not just for construction. What, are you trying to catch me in something? It's a phone I've had for years that now I use for construction. Why are you trying to catch me in lies? She's like, wow.
So you just have another phone just for the fun of it. Yes. It's for my spiritual advisor in Arizona, who I sometimes have to call in the middle of the night. And then I go and I see her and I come back very, very relieved. Very relieved.
You know, she says she's on my side, but now she's trying to catch me. She's like, I'm not on your side being a liar and a cheater. I just don't want that bitch to text me about it. That's what I'm saying. Don't call her a bitch.
Yeah, I will call her a fucking bitch. You're a bitch. I'm a fucking bitch. Just like your nana, bitch. He's like, you want to come for me, motherfucker? You want to come for me? This is like Nessa, okay? She's talking about my mother, okay? Okay, you condone that? Talking about Sue that way? You want to talk about it that way? Oh.
So now they're all standing up and coming at each other, right? Mike's like, come on, Reza. You're going to let her go after my mother? And he's like, come on. So I guess it's break time, right? So then Nima goes, yeah, Mike, told you. If you don't fight Reza's battles, you are public enemy number one. So then Reza and Mike go into a dressing room. And Reza has a monologue. He's like, listen, you can't be in the same conversation. You're against me, but then you also want me to defend you. Which just proves exactly what Nima just said, right?
He's like,
I mean, Maris wants to make me look bad all of the time. And I guess it's because her feelings are hurt, which I'm only saying because I'm on camera right now and I'm pretending to like her again until I find another reason to ruin her. But, like, she says to me, like, don't do things with Gornessa and Destiny because it upsets me. But then Nima says, you're doing it on purpose to gaslight me. Do I need to go into isolation and not speak to anybody?
We all need to come together. You, me, Destiny, baby Shams. Me and you, I want to get back to the place where we could go to a car wash, chop it up about nothing, make fun of poor people with the stupid cars, and just like break it off. And I know that you want what's best for me and Adam, and I want what's best for you and Paulina, as long as you guys are going to stay in this sham relationship. Ah, baby Shams. But that's what I want to get back to. Ah.
So then Destiny and Gigi are talking, and Destiny's like, Gigi, like, I need you. Like, when Mike comes at me and says things like, I'm fake, and Gigi goes, oh, it's just because he got a white person's name and he's Persian. He's upset.
He's like, I'm about to show him what a bitch is. If he even twitches wrong, I will pop. I'm wearing the ring on this hand, okay? And he's right there. I'm going to be like, psh, psh, you know? So now,
this was funny to me because Mike is like, oh my God, please support me. And Rez is like, fuck you. I'm not going to support you if you're coming against me. Now let's go against MJ. And then in the other dressing room, Destiny's like, oh my God, no one supports me. And Gigi's like, be quiet. Support me in beating yes. up Mike. It's like so yeah. Gigi and Reza. They're perfect for each other.
Yeah, everything Nima said was right. That these guys, they're the OGs and they only care about each other. And also, by the way, I mean, let's not overlook Reza saying, oh God, like everything that MJ wants to do is to hurt me. I mean, here they are. They talk about being family. They talk about being like best friends and how he wants to see baby Shams while he's simultaneously, you know, advancing a narrative that MJ is just basically trying to destroy him at all times, which may be true, but it's just the fakery of it all is kind of like on another level.
Yeah, except what did she do to Reza? She didn't, I mean, the naked Jenga thing last year, but he's like, everything she does is to hurt me. What has she done to you this year?
Nothing.
So crazy. So then we go back to the set and everybody's seated and Gigi comes out carrying the huge bouquet of flowers. And MJ's like, oh God, this is dramatic. So she hands one rose to Destiny and then she gives the rest of them to Paulina. And she's like, hey, Paulina, these are from Mike.
And she's like, and he goes, oh, I already gave them to her. She already got her red ones. And Gigi goes, well, then put them in the trash where they belong. Oh, yeah, just like your remarks. Ha, ha, ha. And he's just sitting there smiling, loving this.
Yeah, and Andy's like, where did those come from? And Mike goes, oh, I bought them for all the girls. And you don't accept? Not from somebody who calls me a bitch, Andy. And Mike's like, look, this is my friendship with them. Always getting flipped around on me. And so Reza and
such
Gigi.
A victim.
Yeah, Reza and Gigi switch seats. And Andy's like, okay, so Paulina. Welcome Paulina to the group. Okay, everybody, Paulina. Why do you want to be here? She's like, Andy, because like I feel like I left on a bad note, and like I feel like I misrepresented us a bit, and I wanted to clarify that. There,
Mike said that I have to clarify that I don't get controlled by him. So, do you feel controlled by Mike? Mike, what was I supposed to say to this? No.
She's like, ha, 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 like, this is me laughing at him. Ha, 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 no.
Yeah.
If I was controlled, I wouldn't be here, nor would I be wearing a dress like the one I'm currently wearing. Okay, she needs to cut this shit. She's wearing a bikini top, okay? And she was, when she went on Watch What Happens Live with Mike, where he also wouldn't let her speak and kept cutting her off every 2 seconds, she was wearing the exact same bikini top dress, but in white. So, first of all, girl gotta buy one, get one or something.
Yes.
And she's wearing the same exact dress. And her big thing on that show was she was like, look, I don't care if he's controlling. I wear whatever I want. So that's her big stance against Mike being controlling, is that she can wear like a bikini top type outfit and she's really showing him like, wow.
Well, but also the implication is that Mike does not approve of this dress and he does not approve of it on her. So she may defy his orders, but it's still revealing that he is controlling. He's obviously telling her, do not wear that. Don't wear that. It will arouse
exactly.
Men. Cannot have that. Like, so her point is actually just reinforcing what we already know. By the way, I was just thinking about this while you were talking about all these bouquets. Do you think that Adam was somewhere cowering at the sight of lots of bouquets? Is this like a trauma flashback to the famous gallery yes. night when Reza gave bouquets to everyone and then Gigi attacked him with a bouquet?
Yeah, he's probably sitting at home like with a Chanel blanket over his head every time the roses come on the screen.
Locking doors and just in case someone bursts in with a bouquet and smacks him on the neck with it.
Yeah. All right, well, Paulina, let's talk about the DMs. Why would you share those with all of the people? Were you angry? Were you getting back at him? And she's like, Andy, it was anger. It was a moment, like, you know, where, like, it was just, like, very impulsive. I was heated, Andy.
You were sorry that you did it.
I was sorry that I did it.
Never do it again.
I'll never do that again, Andy.
But now you, but it was a savage move that you did.
I'm wearing a bikini top, so.
Are you aware of Mike's past? And so why did catching... You're aware of Mike's past. And so why did catching him surprise you?
Well, regardless, seeing the way that he loves me and my children, I was surprised, Andy.
And he's like, well, can he change it? It's like, do you not remember when I said from this day forward it's a new mic? Proof is in the pudding. So she's like, absolutely, he has changed. Well, sorry.
I was just going to say Andy's. Well, I heard that you texted Jessica. What was said in that text? And she's like, well, if you heard it, why don't you tell me? Wow, this cast is very sassy.
I know. Paulina, you're new here, okay? You're new. You don't get to sass Andy, okay?
Yeah.
So she goes, well, because I have access to his iCloud, I had seen they were talking, and, like, I die. She had sent pictures of some shoes, and Mike said, oh, is it fake? And she said, yeah, as fake as your girl. And as any girl would do, I reached out to her with Mike's consent, and I said what I had to say with Mike's consent. He basically wrote it out, and then she responded, and I left it at that. And actually, I texted 5 more times, and I had to say what I wanted to say, and that's it.
Yeah, what? That's crazy. As any girl would do after breaking into somebody's iCloud.
After she broke into Mike's iCloud, she then texted Jessica to basically be like, get the fuck away from my man.
Basically, yeah. So I guess she didn't break in. Mike gave her the password, but still creepy. So Gigi's like, you know what, Andy? It's safer for me to just keep my mouth shut because having his back meant nothing to him. So going against him will also mean nothing to him. Nothing I do means anything. Just some more GG logic. Like, what?
Yeah. And Paulina's like, you call me a bitch. What did I do to you? She goes, you did nothing to me. Exactly. So why are you such a bitch? The definition of loyalty, when someone out of the wax comes for my friend and tries to embarrass my friend, you are my enemy now, okay?
Jeez. And she's like, do you understand that? And if you don't want those type of friends for your man to me, that's a red flag. She goes, you're psychotic. Oh, yeah, but when I talked to you in Hawaii, you told me I can't trust any of these people. And she goes,
yeah, especially you. You can't. You especially can't trust yourself.
She goes, you know, I don't know you. She goes, I don't know you. You're his bitch. You're just like the first one, ratchet ass. And Paulina goes, you're a hood rat, which started to then, of course, started to feel a little problematic. Like, I was like, Paulina, you're venturing into dangerous territory here. So, and in fact, Andy knows this too, because we get a classic shot of Andy going, like,
He's like, Paulina, seeing how Mike treated his ex Jessica, do you think that
history is repeating?
And Mike's like, no, me and Jessica had a very tumultuous relationship. Hi, the question isn't for you, Mike. For fuck's sake. Mike's like, I don't control her. Sorry, no, I pressed the button. I leaned on the button a little bit.
And then Paulina's like, because Andy's like, well, it seems like you two have a tumultuous relationship. And Paulina goes, well, unfortunately, that's the way it came across. But to be really honest with you, this is why I'm not such a fan of him being on the show. Because our life together is amazing, and I know this because he tells me it's amazing.
No, it's not. It's a facade. Yes.
So first of all, do you think any of us are going to sit here and believe that you don't want to be a part of this show?
Yes.
Why else would you date Mike? Like, of all the people, you're rich. Why in the world would you fucking date Mike? Give me a break, lady. Nobody's buying this.
Well, that's why it's funny when Andy's like, why did you want to come on the show? It's like she came here to the reunion because she just wants to be on TV. She didn't come here because she wants to clarify anything, okay? So Andy's like, so, Mike, if she said it's me or the show, what would you do? And he's like, I would leave the Paulina show. What was that?
The show.
Paulina show. Which one is that? Paulina show.
Why would you date somebody like this? This guy is fucking horrible. I mean, Mike, you're the biggest liar on the planet. You can't just say, I would choose Paulina immediately. Duh. Like, you idiot. And she's like, but I want to say that, like, we took a really long vacation, and I wanted to be alone with just him. And he was like, no. He wanted to take the kids with him.
Oh, yeah. I went around the lazy river 26 times.
Oh my god, it was like 26 times, and not once Not once was I able to bang one of the moms that was nearby. I tried so hard. I was like, okay, here I go again. Lizzie River number 5. Okay, hot mom from Calabasas. Huh? Huh? Didn't work.
And every night he bathes my children and brush their teeth. Like, he does stuff that no man does for their kids, let alone stepkids. And that's why I know this time is different.
Like, oh, really? So men who bathe children don't fuck around? Okay, well, that's good. I'll note that. Men on a free, all-expenses-paid vacation from their rich-ass lady.
Don't men who you? Show, like, okay. Men who, like, perform the most basic duties as a parental figure shows that you're totally changed and a better person. Okay.
Yeah.
And then Mike goes, oh, I want to share something with you guys. We're engaged. And everyone looks and Andy goes, you're engaged? And everyone's like, congratulations.
Wow, congrats, you did it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Is that a ring, ring there? Wow.
Not a spoof ring. It's a real ring. Okay.
This bothered me when Paulina said this. She goes, the love and connection we have, like, I wouldn't be able to live a day without. And I told him before, I will not live without him. It's like, okay. Okay. Crazy. So Mike asked how he proposed. He's like, well, I asked her son Mason for permission, and I gave him the ring in Hawaii, and I planned it with the concierge, this very romantic moment, and we got the most romantic part of the beach. I was like, oh my God, you went in front of the hotel that she was probably paying for and kneeled down and used the ring that she probably paid for. You're like, who are you kidding?
And he has this whole thing about, like, he's like, and so they told me to go, so we got the most romantic part of the beach. As opposed to the rest of the beach, which is not romantic, just regular beach. Yeah. We went to the romantic part. And then Mason, he had the ring, and it was like in his pants. And like, no, the ring was in my pants. And then I gave it to Mason. Then Mason gave it back to me. And then we gave it to a seal. We found a seal. We said, hey, take the ring. And then the seal gave it to Mason. And then we were playing hot potato with the ring. And it was so fun. We played Dark Duck Goose. It was great. Mason had a great time. And then all of a sudden, there were 35 people, and they gave us a round of applause. And it's a memory that Mason will have for the rest of his life. But unfortunately, the manager of the hotel, he gave us the wrong room, and it's like, I want the pineapple suite. And he was like, no, this is a good room too. And I was like, I swear, I said, Paulina's mother gave us the pineapple suite. And, oh no, sorry. I was watching a TV show. Got confused.
And then Molly Shannon came and she made me feel bad about myself. The end.
And there was a weird family. Weird, weird family. Okay? Weird
fuck
family.
Molly Shannon. That's the point of my story, Andy.
So will there be a prenup?
And MJ's like, well, yeah, I mean, you need to do that. And Destiny's like, oh my God, no, Paulina, protect yourself. It doesn't make sense. With two kids, it makes no sense.
Paulina has a great line. Has a great line of logic, though, for why she did not get a prenup. She goes,
I would not marry someone who I felt the need to protect myself from. So, yes, Mike has a history of cheating. Yes, he has a history of lying. Yes, he uses my money liberally, but I don't need to protect myself against that.
Oh my God, what an absolute moron. So Destiny's like, well, that scares me. And Mike goes, bitch. Paulina goes, Mike, stop it. Yeah, come on. Destiny's just trying to be a friend and warn Paulina against you, Mike. Come on. He goes, how is that being a friend? How is it? She goes, it's for her, not for you. Paulina, things go sour. Like, I understand. But like, if I have one doubt in my mind, I wouldn't want to marry someone like that. Paulina, oh my God.
Paulina, you have many doubts in your mind.
I'm
not sure you even have thoughts in your mind, but I know you have doubts, okay? And so Mike is like, oh, the interference, just like Russian hackers, okay? And Destiny goes, it has nothing to do with interfering. It has to do with their security. Listen, I know about security, okay? Hello, I just said it. I was hacked, okay? Listen, if I have one down my mind, I'm not going to do it. All right, I'll just say it again. So then all the girls are just sighing like, oh, God, this is a disaster.
Yeah, and Destiny's like, I just want what's best for Paulina. Like, no, can I talk? Because, you and I have been on the same page of him being disrespectful, Paulina. Like, you have told me stuff that I haven't kept to myself. Like, you should thank me for being there for my girlfriend when you weren't, Mike. And he's like, oh, my God, it's all hearsay.
It's just like, it's like, this is all hearsay. Like, it's like, what? Oh, now you're going to say that I was in Santa Fe one day and I got a, you know, got a little hand job from the woman who works at Applebee's. Okay, so all of a sudden that's going to happen. It's like, no, Mike, we didn't even know about that, Mike. Well, it was a lie. It was a lie.
Oh, I suppose that you're going to say I was at the circus and fucked both Barnum and Bailey behind an elephant stall.
No, I'm not even saying that.
So she tells Paulina, because Paulina's like, well, yeah, I mean, it's true that I've opened up to Destiny before when I'm drunk. And she's like, no, it's not just when you're drunk. Like, every time he's talked shit about me and called me a drunk, like, even that night,
I mean, you know what you said in the bathroom, Paulina. Your time is up. Your shtick is up.
Hey, Paulina, I don't know how you got your car in here, but why are you washing it right now? Because your shtick is up.
Oh my god, this show. What a mess. What a fun, lovely mess.
Fun mess. I guess this could be a three-part reunion, you think?
Or is, I think it's felt just like two.
I think it's two because you can always tell when it's two when the little the montages are super short. In fact, they did something really weird. We didn't even talk about it, but when Andy started to segue into the Mike Lie segment, he's like, well, this season Mike said he got hacked by Russian hackers and he said that there was spoof text messages, but it turns out it was a lie all along. And then you expect Andy to go, let's take a look, but he just like went into it. I was like, whoa, what happened to the let's take a look montage? Felt weird. It's got to be a two-parter.
Yeah, I think it's a tour. So we'll see next week, everybody. And I love that they just left London completely out of this. Like, we'll just really pretend that never happened.
She seemed promising at first, but it turns out did not really add anything.
Yeah. Well, everybody, thanks so much for being here. We will be back tomorrow with some, or later today, or whenever. I don't know when you're listening to this. Below Deck Med is coming. Yeah. And then Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Real Housewives of New York will both be video recaps. Go check out all the podcasts we've guested on. Malls is, Mother May I Sleep With Podcast, Morbid, The Murder Show, and what's the gay show called again? Gay Ass Podcast. I'm sorry, that's so rude of me. Podcast. Sorry, Eric, I didn't mean it like that. Gay Ass Podcast. Go like and subscribe and all that good stuff. And we will talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nikki Morgan letters.
The Bay Area betches, betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better Than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.